Hi, this is Jackie with Panama Relocation Tours, and I want to thank you so much for calling in on this Saturday evening for our weekly conference call. This Saturday, I have someone very special that's going to join us for the call to talk about a unique business that she started and also moving here to Panama. So, Julie, hi, welcome to the call.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So, Julie, if you could tell everybody just a little bit about when you came to Panama and where you live. You live in Panama City, but tell people why you decided to live in that area.
Okay, yeah, so I have lived in Panama now 10 years. We moved here in August of 2010, and the reason we moved here is because my parents retired to Panama from the United States, and we followed. They came to enjoy retirement, but we were young enough, we needed to work. So we did some things and figured out how to open our business and found that doing shopping services was a good fit for us.
It's a great fit. You know, when I first moved here, I had this spoiled rotten cat named Elizabeth. She's since passed away because she was 16 years old. And you know, I'd looked in the grocery stores before I moved here, and they had the cat food that she really, really liked, but then all of a sudden they didn't have the cat food that she really, really liked. So I remember contacting you saying, I can't find it anywhere in David or Boquete. Can you see if you can find it in Panama City? And sure enough, you found that cat food, and you sent me a couple cases of it. So, So your company is called Simplify Panama, and that's exactly what it does. When you first move to Panama, you don't know where to go to get anything because, oh, you think, oh, well, I'm just going to go down to Home Depot and get this. Well, there is no Home Depot. There's no Lowe's. Or you think, oh, I can go to Kohl's or I can go to Target or I can go to Walmart. None of those things exist in Panama. So it takes a while. When you first get here, it just takes a while to know which stores have the things that you really, really need. And, you know, just because they have it one month doesn't mean they're going to have it the next month. And just because they have it, don't have it in David doesn't mean they won't have it in Panama City. So the great thing about your service, Julie, is that I'm one of those rare people that hates to shop. I absolutely hate shopping. More than anything in the world, I hate shopping. And it's good that there's somebody on this planet that likes to go shopping, that likes to go source out the products that we just can't find, especially when you first move here. And heaven forbid, if you bought a condo and you hate all the furniture in it and you want to just get all brand new furniture and you don't know where to go shopping, or you want to get this special rug and you don't know where to find it, well, Julie would know exactly where to go find that. So do people, if people need your help, if they want to, if they're looking for a certain thing, or if they just want to get familiar with the stores, do you sometimes just put them in the car and they go with you and you show them where things are? Or do you usually just say, give me a list of what you want and I'll go get it for you? How does it work?
We usually just buy things for people. And what's great, actually, I'm glad you mentioned that about landing here and not being able to find things, because that's how our business started. When we moved here, we lived remotely on an island, and I kept saying, if only we could call someone, because I was running a business, I was running a small hotel, and, you know, I couldn't leave, and we have so many customers also who are retired who just don't want to leave if they found their beautiful paradise that's maybe not too close to a city, or like you said, even David, that has so much to offer, might still not have what they need if it's in the city. So I finally realized we could be those people that they could call. So we do love what we do. We do love shopping. For us, it's like a big scavenger hunt, and we enjoy it. Like you said, maybe you need something special or different that you can't find, and we do our best always to find that for people. So I hope that answered your question.
It does. And yeah, I have a friend that they bought a house in Boca Chica. It's not right on the beach, but it's like a two-minute walk to the beach. And she really, really wanted to get a sisal rug to go in her living room, mm-hmm. certain size. Do they have it anywhere mm-hmm. in David? I don't know. She looked at 10 stores, spent 2 days doing lots of shopping, couldn't find it anywhere. And so it's things like that. You can go to one store and they don't have it, and you go to another store and they don't have it, and you're tempted to just order it on Amazon and pay a fortune, an absolute fortune, like $3 or $4 a pound to get it shipped here. But it's much better to just contact Julie, because you'll know exactly where to go to get things in Panama. But it's
right.
You know, it's go ahead.
Sorry. Well, I was going to say, thanks to the fact that we've been doing this for so long, we also have a great rapport with many stores where we can get discounts for people. So that's nice, too.
That's even better. But, you know, it's not just homeowners and that lived here or people that are renting that live here that want to get a certain thing, but it's also businesses. Whenever you, if you come to Panama and if you, especially if you have never been a business owner before, it's just like when you move to Panama, if you're a business owner, it's just like starting brand new, even if you know what you've done before, because, you know, where are you going to get the reams of yellow paper? You know, where are you going to get certain things? Just how do you hire an employee and how do you do different things? So doing everything that you are used to doing where you are, it's going to be different. I'm not saying it's going to always be impossible, always going to be hard, but it's just going to be different. So when you can find someone that has experience in all of those things that can help make that transition to whether you're a retiree that's just moving here or you're someone that's moved here with kids and you don't know which school to put them in or whether you've started a business and you need help finding office space or you need help just getting all the equipment. You need a office desk. You need a computer. You need just the right chair for your office. Those are all things that Julie's company, Simplify Panama, can help you with, all those little things. So just like here at Panama Relocation Tours, we help people make that transition to moving here by holding your hand and helping you with getting a visa and finding a rental and buying a car and getting your pets into the country and where do you get health insurance. So we're your bridge to moving to Panama and making all those things easy. But then once you get here, there's just all kinds of little services that expats need that Julie's company is really great at helping with, and because they've been here 10 years, they know exactly where to go, and they also know where not to go. So that's just as important sometimes.
That's right, and we have a great network. You mentioned our business services for folks who are planning to move to Panama with businesses. You know, we work a lot with wholesalers to get supplies to people. You know, a lot of folks have that sort of dream small restaurant or bed and breakfast or, you know, all those things that are needed if you're out in a kind of on a beach setting far from these wholesale suppliers, you know, to get everything from to-go packaging and plates and silverware and, you know, bedding and linens and all those good things.
Mm-hmm. Do you also do property management for people that have decided to invest in real estate in Panama? Do you do property management as well?
We were doing that when we first started, and to be honest, we got so busy with the shopping that we stepped away from it. But, you know, things have changed a lot with this year with everything going on. We certainly aren't opposed to it, so we would be open to talking to anyone about it.
So explain to me, I mean, I know how it works, but explain to all the people on the call, let's say that they lived on Contador Island, or they lived in Boca Chica, or Bocas del Toro, or some places nowhere close to Panama City. It's not an easy drive. You can't just drive there necessarily to get to Panama City. If they contacted you and they said, can you help me get some red pillows for my sofa, and I need this and this, and they gave you a list of things that you want, what happens after that? After they give you their list of the things they're looking for, how does the whole process work?
Well, what we found works out great, and I know, Jackie, you're well aware, I'm sure, of the phone app called WhatsApp that's very popular in Panama and other international countries. I know it's not big in the United States, and I don't think in Canada too much either, but it's a lot like a Facebook Messenger where you can quickly send messages, quickly send photographs in real time quicker than emails, although we also email folks if whatever they're most comfortable with. And we'll send them photographs and pricing on the items that they're interested in. We'll send them a quote. If they're interested, then we go ahead and send them an invoice, and then they can pay. There are multiple options. We take payments via local bank transfer. A lot of people like PayPal because, you know, maybe they're still new, moving to Panama, and they don't have a bank account set up yet, so they can pay that way. And then we also handle the logistics, which is great because you were just mentioning being far away. The challenge of getting things is always unique and trying to figure that out, especially for new folks. For example, Contadora, you mentioned. There's a barge that goes out to Contadora once a week. So we load that barge up with supplies or you know, packages for folks, and then they pick it up when the barge arrives to their island. For folks in Bocas del Toro, we have a few different options. There's a weekly ground transport, consolidated ground transport truck that heads out there. We send big items on that truck, such as refrigerators, washing machines, dryers, things like that. We can send small items by cargo via the airline. Air Panama has flights daily right now. They've started up again to Bocas del Toro. There's a new airline starting up, hopefully in November, called Bocas Air, and they're also going to be receiving cargo. If you're looking at places like Boca Chica or many other towns and areas along the mainland, there are a few different transport or courier company options. There's one company called Uno Express, and they have in practically every, you know, medium and small-sized town, they have a little office. We can send packages, and you can pick them up in those towns. I'm sure you know, Jackie, they have one in Boquete.
I know.
Your cat food. Mm-hmm. And then there, you know, depending on other areas of the country, there are other different transport options. We're talking by land, by air, by sea. We can get products to people.
Yeah, a lot of people are real surprised to find out that in Panama there is no mail service to your house. You can't mail a letter to your house. A lot of us aren't even really have an address, but you just kind of go by landmarks in some parts of the country. So there's not any mail service, but like Julie said, there are in-country courier service like Felicia's Chevalier, Uno Express, and some of the other ones. So, like, for example, if my attorney sent me a letter and she needed me to sign it and get it notarized, but the notary in Boquete, and then send it back to her, well, there's no mail. I can't mail that back to her, but I can take it to one of the in-country courier services, and it'll be at their office in Panama City the very next day. So there is a way to get things moved around the country. It's just not what people are used to. It's not taking it to the post office and just mailing it to them. There is a little post office in the towns, but everybody that I've talked to has said it's not reliable. One time I tested it, and I mailed something from the post office in Boquete to go to my son in Texas, and it took 2 months. 2 months to get there. So I wouldn't exactly recommend that you use what little bit of a mail service that we have, but there's no mail that's going to come to your house. Whenever you send something through these courier services, you have to take the product, whatever it is, to their office to mail it, and then whenever it comes to the town where you live, you have to go to their office to pick up the product. You can, in some cases, make special arrangements, like if it was a big refrigerator or something, you could probably contact them and they would bring it right out to your house, but typically you have to pick it up at their house, at their office. So let's say it was something that was kind of big and wouldn't fit in your car, or you don't even have a car, you can always hire a taxi driver that has a pickup truck, and then they can help you get items to your house.
That's right, and so we have also helped new clients furnish their entire house or apartment, and we know trucks that can be hired specifically for that purpose. They'll fill the whole truck, they'll bring it all the way to your house, you know, and then you might need some help unloading.
Yeah, but you can always hire some local people to come and help with unloading. But
yes, exactly.
I can t- I, I can tell you right now that whenever you move to Panama, and that's one of the things we do during our Panama relocation tours, is we actually take people to shopping centers. We take them to different stores. We take them to different grocery stores. We take them to pharmacies so they can see what they look like, what's available. Do they have that brand of peanut butter that you really, really like? If they don't, Julie might be able to find it in Panama City, but maybe you need to switch to a different brand. So it's going to take a while when you first get here to just get familiar with where to go, where to buy groceries, where to get towels, where to get sheets. And just because you go to one store and you say, oh my gosh, I could never live with this quality, I need a much higher quality, well, it might not be available anywhere close to where you live, but they'll most likely have it in Panama City. And sometimes you can just take a picture of something that's on Amazon and send it to Julie and say, this is what I'm looking for. So that gives her a better idea of exactly what you're looking for on Instagram or something like that. If you've seen a picture of what you're looking for, when she sees it, she'll say, aha, I know exactly where to get that. So it will just take a while to get familiar with where everything is. Did it take you a long time, Julie, to learn probably a year of frustration at first to learn where to get different things?
Well, I was lucky. As I told you, my parents had already moved to Panama. So once we arrived, they had already kind of figured some things out. And then, as I mentioned, we went to work for some other companies. And thanks to our work for the first couple of years with these companies, we learned about all of the other places we needed to know, especially on the business side of things. As I mentioned before, hotel supplies, restaurant supplies. We have other clients who work in marinas. We had one client that owned a marina, so we were quite busy getting marine supplies and things for folks who needed to repair boats and other folks. We have a client that has an ATV rental, so we've been helping them. So believe me, it's been a learning curve and exciting to, you know, with every year we learn more about what's available in Panama, and we build rapport with these companies and learn a little bit about things that we didn't know about before, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, we've had some companies that have opened up here in Boquete that they think, oh, well, this would be a great idea. Nobody else has that. And I won't mention exactly what that company is, but then they discover that when they need parts for whatever that it might be, they're nowhere to be found. Anywhere in this province, I don't even know if they're available in Panama City, so sometimes they have to order them. So it's a good idea to use Julie's service even as a consulting service to say, well, I'm thinking about doing this, and am I going to be able to get this part and that part and this gadget and that gadget here in Panama? And she'll know if you're going to be able to get it here or not and know where to source those particular products. Sometimes really, really great ideas might look good on paper, but the logistics of getting everything done here in Panama can be a nightmare sometimes.
I'm really glad you said that. I want to mention to folks, a lot of people want to bring things with them and things that they love, or maybe think, oh, if I can, you know, buy a lot of, especially the electronics or other equipment or things that you were saying might need parts and things like that. Well, something important to remember is, if it was bought in the United States and you bring it to another country, that warranty is void. So you can't send it back to get fixed. They're not going to send you a new one. If you buy something, at least in Panama, from a company that has a warranty, even if it's a year, at least that warranty will be valid.
Right. And, you know, we do have a store called Price Mart, which is owned by Costco. It's, when you walk into it, it'll look just like a Costco. And they're going to have TVs, they're going to have, they have a little bit of furniture, they're going to have some refrigerators, all the same kind of things that you see in Costco. So many people think that they're going to have to pay, you know, $10,000 or $15,000 to ship all their stuff down here because they want their things to be around them. Well, some of that stuff, especially TVs, they seem to always get damaged whenever you ship them down here, but you can buy TVs here. They even have those gigantic 6-foot-long TVs that you can buy here, and they have name brands like Sony and Panasonic and all those things are readily available in Panama. If you don't know where to get them, or if there's a specific thing that you're looking for and you just can't find it, that's where Julie comes in. She can help you find those things. We always, that's one of the reasons on our tours that we take people to all the different places to go shopping, because when you see what's available here, when you see what the TVs look like and the sofas look like and the artwork looks like and the towels and the sheets, when you see what they have here, it helps you decide what to bring and what not to bring. There might be things that you really want to bring with you, like pictures of your kids or your mom or your dad, or that favorite house coat that you have, or whatever. But guess what? They sell bedspreads in Panama, and they sell shower curtains and sheets and towels and all the things that you need to furnish your house here. When I first moved here and I rented my house just for $600 a month, every single thing in the house was beige. It had beige walls, beige curtains, beige shower curtain, beige bedspread. It was the most monotone house I'd ever seen in my life. But because I'd been to a store called Conway, which is like a Target here, I knew I could go in there and spice up my house with just a couple $100 of a new bedspread and a new shower curtain and a few different things. So think twice. It's a good idea to come and visit Panama and see what's available in some of the different stores before you just make the big decision that you're going to ship everything down here. The other problem with shipping everything down here is whatever you have right now, there you might not be able to find a house that it's all going to fit into. If you have a king-size bed and gigantic furniture for the bedroom, you might not find a house that has a bedroom that that's going to fit into. If you have a great big leather sofa and leather love seat, you might have a hard time finding a house that that's going to fit into. It's actually kind of hard sometimes, at least where I am, to find a house that's vacant that you can move furniture into. So many of the rentals come completely furnished, and it's hard to find a rental that's not completely furnished. What about in Panama City? Is it that way in Panama City, too, that a lot of the places come with all the furniture if you're renting, or do some of them come with no furniture?
That's correct. Most of them come furnished. And, in fact, when we moved, we were looking for an unfurnished place, and it was a challenge. You know, there are many more. You can find them, but there are many more furnished than unfurnished rentals.
Yeah, a lot more. And you might like, you might not like the TV. Well, guess what? You can buy a TV right here. You might not like the dining room table, but you can buy a dining room table here. So you don't have to ship all of your things down here. It's much better to get the things here. And especially, like Julie said, with electronics, if you ship it down here, it's all that moving on the shipping container on the boat, it's all that jostling is going to make it probably not work whenever you turn it on. And it'll also be out of warranty. But if you buy a TV or other kind of electronics here, computers and other things, then it'll have a warranty here, whereas the warranty wouldn't be any good if you brought it someplace else. So what other advice do you have for people that are thinking about moving to Panama and things that could make their transition to living here a little bit easier?
Well, I would definitely say, you know, using someone like Jackie is definitely going to make your life easier. There are so many people in Panama who are happy to welcome newcomers, and you know, finding that network of people who are there for support is just going to make that transition that easier. You mentioned earlier, you know, sometimes it just takes a few months to get going and get settled and learn, you know, where the places are that'll have what you need, and which direction you want to go, where you want to live, and once you get sorted, you kind of go on your own. Then for us, we have some other clients who retired and said something like you said, Jackie, they hate shopping. They don't want to deal with anything. So it's just great to have someone to do it for them, and while they can enjoy whatever it is that they've come here to enjoy, whether it's the mountains, the beaches, just sitting to read, doing a garden like your amazing garden you've been working on for a while now. And I think more than anything, having the right network of good people, honest people, people who just care to make sure that others are doing okay. I mean, that just means the world. That's everything right there. Community.
It is community. I know you mentioned earlier that the pandemic has changed everything for a lot of people, the businesses for a lot of people here in Panama, but, you know, there's been some good things that have come out of the pandemic also. Prior to the pandemic in our area in Boquete, you could never contact a restaurant and have food delivered to your house. It just wouldn't happen. But since the pandemic, that's available. So these little companies have popped up that they'll go pick up the food at the restaurant and they'll bring it right to your house for a couple of dollars. I know in Panama City they have an app for that. But over here on the far western side, we just really didn't have that service. Also, because of the pandemic, and we had a really, really tight quarantine for a while there, we could only go out 2 hours, three times a week throughout the country. So if you went to a grocery store, there was usually a line that was at least 30 minutes just to get in the store, maybe longer to get in the store because everybody was so limited on getting out. So companies opened up that offered even going to the grocery store to buy groceries for you. Boy, I jumped right on that one. Like you said, everybody in Panama uses WhatsApp, so I'd send them a WhatsApp with my grocery list, and then I would just get groceries delivered to my house. I didn't have to leave my house. I didn't have to put on a stupid mask. I hate that thing. And I didn't have to stand in line to buy groceries or stand in line to pay for anything. So some of these little services have just seen the opportunities that have happened because of the pandemic, and it's really made everybody's life a lot easier. Even though I have the freedom to go out anytime I want to now during weekdays, I still use that grocery service because I hate shopping for clothes. I hate shopping for groceries. I hate shopping for anything. So I'm glad to just send a WhatsApp and say, get me this and this and this, and it's at my house just a little bit later.
You know, go ahead.
I was just, let me say one other thing. And whenever they're at the grocery store, if I said that I want like Vel dish soap, it's a pink dish soap that they sell here. And sometimes they'll send me a picture and say, well, they don't have that. And they'll take a picture of it at the grocery store and say, would this be okay? And sometimes I'll say yes, and sometimes I'll say no, depending on what it is. But having someone else to just take that off your plate so that you can just sit back and relax and enjoy beautiful Panama is such a blessing. Go ahead, Julie.
Oh, I was just going to expand on what you were saying, what's going on for you all in Boquete there with purchasing groceries with delivery, which we've had the same here. But we also have a great vegetable and fruit delivery service doing just that straight from the big fruit and vegetable market here in the city. We'll never go back. We love it so much. Talk about a positive change. The fruit and vegetables are so much fresher than we can get in the grocery store. Now, I know out in Boquete, you guys have the cream of the crop out there. You guys have everything fresher than anybody. But, boy, has it been a big improvement for us, something that maybe lasted a week in the refrigerator now with this new delivery service. You know, we've got things lasting 2 and 3 weeks. I couldn't believe how fresh it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm hope that a lot of people will continue using all of these different delivery services, even when everything's a little bit more back to normal, because I love it. And I know a lot of other people love it, too. So just like when you came here and you discovered that people could really use your help with shopping things, people really love this whole grocery delivery and restaurant delivery a lot. So I'm hoping that it continues. I don't see any reason that it wouldn't. If they're making some money, I'm sure they're going to keep on doing it. If they have enough customers that are interested, you know, I can even call them and say, because here we have my stove and my dryer is run by a gas tank. It's like a propane tank. And I can even they'll come and bring me a new propane tank. Usually I would have to put it in my car, take it to the gas station or the grocery store, give it to them. They'd give me a new one, put it in my car, then I have to bring it back in my house, and I have to hook it up. Now I can just send a WhatsApp to one of these delivery services. They'll bring me one, bring it in the house, hook it up for me, and take my empty one, and all is good. So I love it that it's made my life, just like your thing says, it's simplified life here in Panama. in Panama City. Are you still there, Julie?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, in Panama City, besides this vegetable delivery that's available now, what are some other things that have changed because of COVID that you hope or you think that they will continue being available there?
Well, one exciting thing that's happened, is websites have improved. Now, a lot of companies didn't really jump on the website train like they have in other parts of the world and aren't really too keen on marketing. And so they just think, I guess it's worked for them to just sit and wait for people to find them. Well, with the pandemic, a lot of them have said, well, I guess it's time to jump on that horse and get things going. So we're finding a lot of retailers have now started websites, and they're putting their items online, showing what they have to offer. Again, a lot of them offering this WhatsApp messaging sales support, so you can ask questions to retailers what they have. And that's all very new to Panama, just in the last 6 months. So some of it's a little slow going as they figure it out, trying to get the balance going. But it's been a huge asset, not only to folks who are buying directly from these stores, but also to us as the intermediary buyers, because we can then check in with our suppliers and make sure they have the inventories, make sure we're getting the right things and not having any confusion. Because, again, even stores that might have online sales, maybe they won't be able to ship to the locations where a lot of our clients are living. So we can be that intermediary and make sure they get what they need.
Yeah, you brought up a good point. People are surprised to find out that whenever they're Googling for a particular whatever it might be, and they said, well, I can't find anything. There's nothing there. Does that mean it doesn't exist in Panama? And I say, no, it just means they don't have a website for it. And if they don't have a website, then you're not going to find them whenever you do Googling. So a lot of businesses, they relied exclusively on having a Facebook page. That's all they had, was just a Facebook page. No website attached to it all, nothing. And so now, like you said, more businesses, even where I am, they've built a website, or they've had a website built. So anybody that's a web developer that's coming here, you're going to have so much business opportunity, because there's a lot of businesses here that don't even have a website. And if they do have one, so many of the websites are horrible. They still wouldn't even show up if you did a Google search, because they're just not built right. And this whole thing,
or they're just sorry.
I was going to say that e-commerce is new. It's brand new. It only happened because of the pandemic here in Panama. So being able to go to a website and say, I want to order this and this and this, and here's my credit card, and this is where I need it sent to, that's all brand new. That's just happened very, very recently because of the pandemic here in Panama. So a lot of those websites are not so good, and they could use some help to make it a little bit better, and just the ease of ordering things. And the, like I said, you can't put in your address and say, this is where I want it sent to. That's not available all throughout the country. So some of them need to beef it up on how you're going to get the product to you once you get it. Could always order something and then have Julie's company go pick it up and get it to you. That's another option.
That's right. And getting back to, you were saying the website's not quite being up to speed. You might find the website for this business, but then it's just a static page that says, we sell appliances, or we sell plumbing parts, and that's it. There's no other information on the site. That's as far as they've gone. So, any advancements are welcome, certainly. And you've mentioned, boy, is there an opportunity there for anyone looking to support these businesses in that avenue.
Yeah. And even photographers are taking good pictures of the products, because sometimes I've seen some websites and you can tell somebody took a picture with their old cell phone and put it up on the website, and it's just not professional looking at all. There's a new company that opened up in Chame, and I won't mention who it is, and they've got these amazing pictures on Facebook of the products that they have. And then you link to their website, not a single one of those products is anywhere on their website at all, nowhere. And there's no way that doesn't have prices for anything. It doesn't say click here to order now. We are definitely in the dark ages whenever it comes to websites. So I hope some of you know how to do websites and that you're going to come to Panama, because I think you've got a golden opportunity here. So Julie, if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and open it up for some questions from our audience. We've got several people in line that have some questions for you. Is that okay?
Sure. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. My first caller is someone that calls in every single Saturday. It's David. Go right ahead.
How you doing, Jackie? Thanks so much.
Good, David. Thanks for being on the call today.
Oh, you're welcome. When I thought of Julie's business, I thought about our friends that did house sitting on an island, and the guy was looking for eel sauce. You remember that?
Yes. For oyster sauce.
So do we use Julie's company to find that eel sauce for that guy?
You know, what he wanted, he's from Hong Kong, and he was wanting to get some oyster sauce. And he has a shopping service that's been getting groceries for him in Panama City, and then the barge takes it out to the island that they're on. But he said they couldn't find oyster sauce anywhere in Panama. Julie could have found it, I'm sure. But what I did is
I went to find it.
Yeah, exactly. But I just went here to Boquete. He also wanted, he said he didn't like the rice in Panama at all. He wanted some good rice. So we have a great Asian market that's a couple miles from my house. So I went to the Asian market. I got some really good rice for him, and I got two huge bottles of oyster sauce. And then I took it to the Uno Express office in Boquete, and I sent it to the Uno Express office in Panama City. And whoever their people are that deliver their groceries picked it up there, put it on the barge, and took it out to the island. So he got his oyster sauce. But that would be exactly the kind of thing that if it was oyster sauce or particular anything that you're looking for, if it's not available where you are, Julie would know exactly where to go to get it.
Right. So one of the questions I had, that was just a comment, but I remember that particular couple who was doing house sitting, and when I thought of was listening to Julie, I was thought about that service that he could have called or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
So, yeah, right, exactly. And so the question I have is, does your company offer deliver and install? In other words,
no, we do not. Sorry, go ahead.
Just deliver, I guess?
That's right. We are not a shipping company, but we do organize logistics. So we will shop and purchase items. We will arrange the logistics for the shipping. And then once it's received by the customer, then they, if it's something that needs to be installed, they'll have to hire someone on their end to handle the installation. If it's something really specific that the company that sells the item needs to be installed, for example, we've helped some folks get some pretty high-end generators, full house generators, and the warranty's only good if they're installed by their technicians. We can help organize for that technician to go out and install. But we ourselves as a company, we do not install, but we can help organize that.
Gotcha. And you mentioned that you offer PayPal. Do you offer, can people pay by credit card?
Yes, you can use your credit card through PayPal, actually, and that's how we
gotcha.
Take credit card payments.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. That's pretty much all the questions I have. Thanks so much for your services, Julie. And again, thank you so much, Jackie, as always, for what you do. And I'm so excited that every time I join this call, I always envision myself as if I'm already in Panama.
That's great. Well, you'll be here soon, David. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Go ahead, our next caller.
Yes, I'm in Georgia right now, but I moved from Virginia, but I really am looking forward to leaving this part of the state. And I appreciate you, Jackie, and I appreciate you, Julie. And I'm sure that I'll be using Julie's service. I wanted to know Is there a lot of vegetarians there, or will it be hard to be a vegetarian? It should be easy, because I hear about your fresh vegetables in your garden, Jackie.
Have you seen my pictures on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay.
I love it. I would love to buy a house there eventually, but I'm looking forward to renting first until I find the right house with the yard so I can grow my vegetables. I love it. And when I was in Texas, I had a peach tree, and I had some squash and some purple hull beans, and I'm looking forward to getting back into that.
Yeah, you know, even when you're renting, you can still put in a garden. The landlords won't care if you have some land. Of course, if you're in a condo or an apartment, you couldn't do that. But if you have a house with some land, then they don't care if you put in a garden. I think that what we've seen, at least where I am, I don't know about Panama City, is more and more people are turning to a whole food plant-based diet. We even had a special 30-day challenge here in Boquete, encouraging people that had never done it before, and we had special speakers and talks, and they shared recipes. And so the Boquete whole food plant-based diet group really grew. And when people got turned on to that whole different way of eating. In Panama City, I know there's some vegan and vegetarian restaurants, so people are becoming more aware of the health benefits of eating that way.
Thank you so much. It seems like I'm home already. I know that would be the perfect place for me to get away from here, because I can't live here anymore. I feel like I've been abused here all my lifetime.
The other thing that's great about Panama is the pineapples are the sweetest pineapples you'll ever have in your life, and they're available all year. The papaya and all kinds of other really, really good fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables are available all year long and really good quality here in Panama, so you're going to love it. Next caller is Manny. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Manny and Ross, and we have two questions. So being the gentleman that I am, I will let Ross ask her question first.
So, Jackie, we bought your wonderful book, your catalog of all the different things. We're really excited, and we've been enjoying looking at that. But one thing with COVID, it seems like all over the world, particularly in the U.S., people are undergoing what they're calling COVID fatigue, and they're misbehaving really badly. Cases are going up, and I'm so fearful. And I look at Panama, and I can't really get that much information because, you know, not just Panama. It's hard to find current information. But would you say in particularly Boquete, how are people behaving? Do they wear masks like they're supposed to wear and social distance and all that? Are they doing the right things?
In Boquete, absolutely. It's the law in Panama that when you're in public, you have to wear a mask. When you go into a grocery store, you have to have your mask on all the time. You can actually get a fine if you're not wearing a mask. Social distancing also. We still have some restrictions in Panama, and I don't think everything's going to open up completely until about November. But no, people are behaving for the most part. Yes, in Panama City, I know that I've seen things in Panama City that people are a little bit more rebellious about the pandemic and the restrictions and the quarantines and the curfews, but for the most part, people are following everything. What have you seen there in Panama City, Julie?
I've been actually quite pleased to see how many people are following the safety and health protocols, and we go out to stores and things, and all the stores and just like in Boquete are required to follow these space regulations. They're checking temperatures when you enter. They're checking. Wow. They're giving a hand gel to everyone who comes in. Everyone's required to wear masks by law, and we're finding people are really following the rules. Now, you'll see in the news, as Jackie said, yes, we'll have more incidents of people who are maybe breaking curfew and having parties and restaurants that were secretly having guests when it wasn't allowed. It's allowed now. But all in all, I think because you're looking at just such a larger population, I think really most people are doing a good job of taking care and being precautious.
Well, that's good.
We did have an incident that happened just a couple of months ago. The mayor of Panama City was caught out on a beach, even though you weren't supposed to be on the beach. And the police, they jumped right on that situation. He did get a $5,000 fine. It should have been much more. But how's that? The mayor of Panama City broke the rules, but they made a public spectacle of him because he did that.
That's right.
thank you so much for that answer. Our second question is regarding visas. Ross and I are both age appropriate for the pensionado visa, me personally, I would perhaps like to start a business in Panama, so the friendly nations visa would perhaps be more attractive to me. And I would like to ask the question about the cost of visas. Is there a difference in cost between a pensionado visa and a friendly nations visa?
Yes, there's definitely a difference in those costs, and the cost difference comes in because with the pensionado visa for retirees, they waive all the government fees, which costs $1,050. Also, you don't have to have a bank account, you don't need a corporation, so the pensionado visa is absolutely the most affordable visa to get. With a friendly nation visa, not only are the attorney fees just a little bit higher, but you're going to have to pay that $1,050 in government fees, plus you have to set up a corporation. And every attorney has different fees for a corporation. Could be $1,000 to $1,500 for a corporation. Plus, with a friendly nation visa, you're required to open up a Panama bank account and deposit $5,000 into the account. Once you get your visa, you can start spending that money. But all that added together is a chunk of change that you have to put out to get that friendly nation visa.
Thank you. I understand. Now, let me follow up on that. If I would start with a pensionado visa, could I change or upgrade to a friendly nations visa later on?
No, you don't want to do that. That's actually what I did. When I moved to Panama, I had no plans at all to start a tour company. I came here to be semi-retired, so I got a pensionado visa. And then when this whole tour business just kind of took off, I knew I couldn't do it. You can't work legally in Panama if you have a pensionado visa. So I had to pay almost $500 to renounce my pensionado visa. Then I had to get all new paperwork to be able to get the friendly nation visa, plus all new attorney fees to get the friendly nation visa. So I wouldn't recommend that you start with pensionado and switch. If you think you want to start a business or if you think you want to work, you should go straight for the appropriate visa that will allow you to have a business and work in Panama. Now, you should know that with a pensionado visa, you can own a business in Panama. No problem. You can own it, but you just can't ever work in it. So let's say you owned a restaurant. You can't cook in the restaurant. You can't stand behind the cash register and take people's money. You can't take orders for people. That's all considered working in your business. But you could own it. You just couldn't work in it. And most people, if they have a business, they'd like to dip their toe in that business and be working in it. So if you think you want to start any kind of a business, I would recommend going directly with the Friendly Nation visa. And our next caller is Richard. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Jackie. I want to say first that I ordered the online guide, and it's been very, very helpful. And, of course, these conference calls have been extremely helpful. I got in a little late, and we were talking about Julie. How can I contact her services? All I got is Simply Panama. Do I need more information in that?
So you can find us through our website, simplifypanama.com. On our website has our two phone numbers, our email address, which is info@simplifypanama.com. You can find us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Simplify Panama, and we're on Instagram. That's Simplify Panama. So, look for us. We'll be happy to answer any questions.
Well, again, my next question is, it says that you're headed to concierge service. Now, I've also contacted an immigration attorney, an
Richard, you were cutting in and out a little bit for some reason. Can you repeat that question, please?
Okay. I started a process with an immigration attorney, Anita, and I just wanted to know, are these two separate services, one for Julie's business and one for my immigration lawyer?
Absolutely. Yeah, so we are a shopping service.
Okay.
Yeah, Julie only does shopping. If there's something that you would like to buy for the place that you've rented or the place that you bought, or like for me, if I couldn't find the cat food that my cat liked anywhere in Cherokee Province, I couldn't find it. So Julie just does shopping. If there's things that you want to find and you can't find it, or you don't want to go shopping, like me, I hate shopping, then you can contact Julie and she'll go get it for you. Let's say that you needed a new computer and you wanted to make sure that it has an English operating system, because the computers in Panama, some have a Spanish keyboard and a Spanish operating system, and little things like that. If you needed a new computer chair and you just didn't want to go shopping for it, Julie can get that for you.
Okay, great. Jackie, my plans are coming straight from Panama in January, and I'm going straight to Boquete. I'm a single person, so I think I'm going to stay in a hotel some for a couple of days and then try to find me a rental and stay there. Now, I was all excited. I was more than excited about coming to Panama, but when I went to the online guide and started talking about the visas and everything, boy, I came to a screeching halt. It just seems like I'm overwhelmed by the whole process, and here I am in October. Will I have enough done by January?
Oh, yeah. You can get everything that you need, and Anita's going to be great to work with. She's going to hold your hand through the whole process. But I would say if you use our advice that we have on the online guide for getting your FBI report and everything, you're going to be able to get everything taken care of in less than 30 days. So you've got plenty of time.
That's great. And the last thing, I know people are on the line. Someone was mentioning about a book that they purchased from you. Is that the same thing as the online guide that I purchased?
Yeah, but it's the online guide that I purchased.
Okay.
Yeah, we also have some other books that are free about how to make money in Panama with an online business. But that's also in the online guide. So the book and the online guide is all the same thing.
Well, last but not least, I heard someone talk about Facebook. Now, when I went through the process, I did submit a request. I didn't get any answer if I was accepted or not, but I am getting Facebook updates. But I wanted to go straight to the Facebook page where you're on and has all the information you have.
If you'll send me an email to info@panamarelocationtours.com, I'll send you a link to that private group, okay?
It's info@panamarelocationtours.com.
Yep, that's it. Just send that
to
me, and tonight I'll send you the link so you can get on there.
Well, again, Jackie, you've been very helpful. I'm real excited. This is something I've been wanting to do for a while, and I'm a person that cross all my T's and dot all my I's. So I'll be in touch probably again more than once.
You're going to absolutely love Panama, and we'll be right here to help, Richard. Between me and Julie, you've got everything you need.
Well, it sounds like that. It really does sound like that. And I'll tell you what, you mentioned a minute ago about the pineapple being the best in the world. I'm in.
Okay. You're going to love it.
All right. Thanks so much, Jackie.
Thank you. Next caller is Doc. Go ahead.
Hey, Jackie. Julie, you've answered my questions. And Jackie, that video you placed the other day, I would strongly encourage you to do that video thing weekly.
I'm going to do it. I need to get better lighting and a better microphone and all those things, but hopefully I'm going to start doing that in about a week.
You sounded great. The light, it looked great. So thanks for doing that. Thanks for everything you do. Hey, could you give me a really quick, broad overview of what I'm going to pay in income taxes when I get there, retired on a pension auto? For example,
you won't owe a penny in taxes in Panama.
No Panama taxes. Okay.
Nope, no Panama. You only pay taxes in Panama if you sell a product or service in Panama. Then you'll pay taxes in Panama. But on your Social Security, pension, or any money that you make on an online business or selling things outside of Panama, you won't owe a penny.
And the IRS is going to nail me on Social Security, pension, and everything, right?
Oh, yeah. They want their chunk of you always.
One last question. A recent video you put up there showed Valle Escondido. How expensive is that going to be?
You can get a one-bedroom apartment there for about $800 a month. And you're still going to have access to the swimming pool, the tennis courts, the golf course, all the different spa features. A two-bedroom is going to be more $900 to $1,000. If you got a big villa, that would be 3,500 square feet with three bedrooms and three baths and two living areas and a designer kitchen, you're looking at a couple thousand a month.
Wow. Thanks so much, Jackie.
You're welcome. Thanks for
and
calling
thanks,
in
Julie.
Today. Next caller, go right ahead.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Good.
Okay, I'm a first-time caller, and I started listening to your program. There was a question someone asked the other day, but I don't think they got the right answer. If you don't qualify for the Pensionado program and you don't have enough to do the favored nation visa, what would you recommend? And also, if we pay for the online guide, is there a discount for the tour, or is that, in addition to the tour? Those are my questions.
Yes. Yeah, so if you don't qualify for the Pensionado visa and you don't have the funds saved up to get the friendly nation visa, I'm afraid that my answer is you're going to have to wait until you can save up enough money to get the friendly nation visa, because those are the two cheapest visas you can possibly get. The next level up is a reforestation visa, which is $80,000. The next level up from that is a business visa, which is $160,000. So the other thing to keep in mind with the friendly nation visa, yes, it's going to cost, maybe $4,000 or $5,000 to get the visa, plus you have to put $5,000 in the Panama bank account. But the $5,000 that you put in the Panama bank account, that's your money. As soon as you get your visa in your hand, you can start spending that money. So it's not money that is, the government gets. It's your money. So
right.
You really just need about $5,000 in attorney fees and the government fees and corporation fees. The other thing is sometimes in our private group, we are able to find corporations that are used corporations that people just give it to you, so you can have it. And you'll only have to pay like $400 to get it switched over to your name. So that can reduce the cost of getting that corporation. Instead of spending $1,200 for a new one, you might be able to get someone will give you one for free, and then you just pay $400 to get the name of the officers changed to you. So there's little things we can do to reduce the cost on getting the friendly nation visa. But the things that are non-negotiable is that $5,000 in the Panama bank account. They want to see that you have that money at least for about a week until you get your visa, and then you can start spending it.
Okay, so my follow-up question to that, Jackie, finally, is I read that also a requirement for the favorite nation visa is also out the door, everything considered, including the 5,000 deposit. Would you say the cost would be for a favorite?
Yeah, you're kind of cutting in and out, but I think that you guys said what's the total cost. I would just guesstimate it at $10,000 that you're going to need to get a friendly nation visa. But half of that is going to be money that it's your money that you can start spending as soon as you get it. So $5,000 at the most for getting the visa if you use one of the attorneys that we recommend. And then another $5,000 in the bank account. So that's the rough cost of what it's going to take. The other thing is some of the attorneys that we work with, they do take a payment plan on paying their attorney fees, and their attorney fees are going to be under $1,500 usually, under $1,700 for the Friendly Nation visa. But in the online guide, we have a list of attorneys, and some of those will even take a payment plan for their fees, so you don't have to make that final payment until you get your actual permanent visa. So that could help out a little bit also. So we've only got just a couple more minutes until 6 o'clock. I'm going to take one more call, and then I want to have another conversation with Julie. So I've got Martha. Has another question. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, thank you for taking my call. This is Martha from Iowa. My hobby is fabricating silver jewelry. And I have all sorts of specialty tools and equipment and polishing compounds and all sorts of stuff, because I start from like silver plate and silver wire. And, go all the way up through setting semi-precious stones and stuff. Are those kinds of things, Julie, available in Panama, or am I better off? That's really the one group of stuff that I feel like would prevent me from coming down with two suitcases sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. I definitely know there are a lot of jewelry makers in Panama, and I know of some stores that sell jewelry making supplies, everything from beads to, as you mentioned, silver and gold and things like that. Now, as far as the actual equipment you need to make the jewelry, I would have to look into that. That isn't something we've purchased for anyone before, so I'd have to do some research and find out about the availability and find out specifically what that equipment might be looking for, what the brands or machines or whatnot, what they are. But I do know there are a lot of supplies available here.
Yeah, I certainly suspect, like in the United States, the stuff you can get at like Michael's or Hobby Lobby or someplace like that just are not the quality needed to do the kind of work that I do. And I strongly suspect... Mm-hmm. But once it gets closer, I will get in touch with you, and we'll see what we can find out. Thank you so much.
Okay, great. Yeah, definitely. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So, Julie, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be on the call and to tell everybody about the amazing service that you offer. It's going to be something that... Some people are going to come to Panama, and I remember this one lady that she said she walked into the Romero grocery store in Boquete, and she almost started crying. And someone said, oh, well, you need to go to the Ray down in David. And she went down to David, and like she said it was like the angel started singing, aha, I can do this. It's going to work. But whenever she saw this one grocery store, it was like, oh, no, this you know, I should have checked this out before I moved to Panama. And some of you are going to have a similar situation, that you're going to walk into a store and you're going to say, oh, this is just not going to cut it. But you can contact someone like Julie, and she can tell you which store to go to. She can go find the products that are the quality that you're looking for. And just because one grocery store might be not up to the standards that you're used to, that doesn't mean that all the grocery stores in Panama are like that. There's some really, really nice grocery stores. My favorite one is Reba Smith. It's like walking into Whole Foods. It's amazing. But we don't have that in Chiriquí Province, of course, nowhere in my province. But when I go to Panama City, that's the first thing I do is I go to a Reba Smith grocery store. But just know that I'm trying to be realistic here. Whenever you go into some stores, you're going to be frustrated, and you're going to say, oh, this is just not what I was counting on. But just know that there's other stores that are going to be available that are going to have the items you want, the quality of what you want, the things that you're looking for. And it might take a while to walk into several different stores to find it on your own, or you can contact Julie, and she will go find it for you. So just know that somebody's got your back whenever you get here, and that's Julie. She can help you find what you're looking for. Any last-minute words of wisdom for everybody, Julie?
Well, I think you pretty much summed it up. Just again to reiterate that that we're here for all kinds of things, whether it be specialty items or just the basics. We've purchased things for people, everything from wedding rings to appliances to specialty items, like for people who love to bake, or, you know, you mentioned those cravings. We've gotten all kinds of good, delicious treats for folks, and dog food, cat food, pet medicine. We're here to help. We're happy to do it.
Thank you so much. It's a wonderful service that you have, and I really appreciate it. And we've got a lot of people coming to Panama, I think, between over the next year and even between now and the end of the year. So people on this call and the people that are going to listen to the replay, get ready. You're going to be getting a lot of phone calls.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jackie. I really appreciate it. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you so much for everybody that was on the call today. I have another thing that I have to do, so I can't make this a two-hour phone call like we did the last time. But I'll be back on the call next Saturday to answer any questions that you have. If any of you have any pressing questions that you really would like the answer to and you didn't get a chance to ask it on the call, you know you can always send us an email to info@PanamaRelocationTours or call our office at 972-496-4500. It's in Texas. And sometimes the calls are routed to me. Sometimes it's routed to one of my kids, but we'll be glad to answer your questions if you didn't get a chance to ask it during the call. So thanks again, Julie, and thank you for everybody that was on the call. Good night, everybody.